My mother and the mother of my scouting friend Corey decided that the two of us should be sent to camp for a week during the summer after third grade. We all went to check out Camp Rotary to see whether we liked it. Corey and I were both excited when we saw the secluded, bucolic setting in the woods along the Kishwaukee River and the large oval pool nestled among the trees. A month later, off we went, name tags all carefully sewn into every garment. Little did I suspect that the retreat, which was for boys only, was run like an army boot camp. We slept in barracks on straw-stuffed mattresses, lining bunk beds. Reveille was blasted at 6 in the morning, the middle of the night for me, and there was no option to remain in bed. Having so looked forward to the pool, I was shocked to learn that the first thing required when we got out of bed was to run down the hill like recently released convicts and plunge into its icy waters until you turned blue and became so numb you could barely move. I hadn't yet learned to swim, and rest assured, it was not going to happen at Camp Rotary. The canoes that I had hoped we would paddle ever so placidly among the weeping willows on the river were reserved only for those who could demonstrate they were excellent swimmers. The sight of the pool, which had seemed so inviting on our visit, now struck terror in me that can be compared only with what a war prisoner must feel facing waterboarding. All movement seemed to require lining up and marching in lockstep to a drill sergeant's commands. Following pool torture was mess hall torture. A more perfect name I can't imagine. The usual breakfast was a bowl of oatmeal. I preferred a more descriptive term, gruel, for this tasteless, sticky paste, which we were required to finish to give us the requisite energy to survive the loathsome activities that would fill the remainder of our day. Each meal was more stomach-churning than its predecessor. Luckily, I had overcome my penchant for spontaneous vomiting, or I would have been brutalized. Inane games and sports were on tap for the afternoons. It was here I first sensed that team sports would become the bane of my existence. I was abysmal at them, and therefore quite naturally despised and tried to avoid them. Not to worry, there was no choice to be made. You will participate, and that's final. Dante's ninth circle of hell has nothing on nighttime in the barracks. Yelling, fights, vicious, dangerous pranks, and roughhousing prevailed until the commandants threatened severe corporal punishment. I lay face down on my lumpy, smelly straw mattress in tears. The next morning, I wrote a postcard to my parents bemoaning how homesick and miserable I was, pleading with them to come and get me. Of course, they didn't receive it until 3 days later. They finally appeared on the weekend and begged me to stay until after the final ceremony, when I was to receive some stupid award for God knows what, considering I never did anything. I adamantly refused and we left. It's only fair to report that all the other boys, including my friend Corey, treasured every moment at Camp Rotary. A reporter on the Rockford newspapers described the camp, now mercifully shuttered like Auschwitz, as a place designed to build real men. Oh dear.